It's 6 o'clock, so let's get started. Welcome to the Monday, July 18th, 2011 regular meeting of the Taney County Planning Commission. Mr. Ashley, if you'd like to establish a quorum and...
Dave Stewart.
Here.
Rick Caudell.
Here.
Randy Cummings.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Susan Martin.
Here.
Rick Treese.
Yeah.
We have established a quorum.
Thank you. If you want to go over the explanation of the meeting procedures, please.
The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held for final approval on each Division III permit application presented at the previous Monday's public hearing, and to also allow for new concept requests to be presented for next month's public hearing process as well. Final votes will be heard first. Each project will be reviewed and decided upon by the Planning Commission. There are no sign-in sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the chairman or the commission. If you do not accept the decision of this commission, you may appeal to the Board of Adjustment. Applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the planning office. Concepts will be heard following the final votes. If you are presenting a concept at this meeting, your name or the name of your project will be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the applicant or persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The first thing we need to do tonight is review our minutes from June 2011. I know you all haven't had much to look at this week, but if you've had the opportunity to take a look over the minutes, and I'd entertain a motion to accept those.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes as written.
Susan Martin makes a motion to accept the minutes as written. Ray Edwards second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, minutes are accepted. Before we move on to the final votes, I know some of you, this is the first time that you were here except for maybe last week, so I want to explain a little bit of what we're doing so everybody knows. We're going to take the final votes on three items this week. We've got Hickory Ridge and Hickory Ridge 2 first, and then we'll talk about the Branson Sports Entertainment Complex third. So what we do is hopefully we'll have a motion in a second, then we'll have discussion about any and all of those projects as they come up one at a time, then we'll vote. After the vote, which the last one tonight is Branson Sports Entertainment Complex, we actually have other business to attend to after that. You are welcome to stay for that. Some of you may or may not want to. It is our concepts for our new items after that. I'm going to give you an opportunity. We're going to take about a five-minute recess after that last vote. For folks who would like to leave, the only thing that I ask of you is that please leave quietly if you're going to leave, and we won't be taking any public comment at that time after the vote. And I would need you to go ahead and leave the building. That way we can give our full attention to the folks who are here for concepts, just like we're giving our full attention to these matters tonight. So you're welcome to stay, but if you're going to stay, please stay seated. If you're not, then we'll take about 5 minutes to recess so you can exit the building. Thank you. Up for final votes tonight, our first one is Hickory Ridge. And do we have a representative here tonight for that? Very good. Okay.
Okay. Of course, the hearing date is July 18th, 2011. It's case number 2011-18. This is a public hearing for the Hickory Ridge subdivision in the Branson Township, Section 26, Township 24, Range 22. The request, the applicant, Homestead Branson Properties, is requesting approval to create large residential lots, which will become Phase 2 and Phase 3. Basically, the history on this: Hickory Ridge subdivision was replatted in 2007 with no record of an original decision by the Planning Commission. The current application was approved for concept on June 20th, 2011. This is just a copy of the proposed plat. You can see that these are primarily large-scale lots. That is actually Phase 2, and the next slide is there with the three lots is Phase 3. Okay, on the next slide. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the fire, sewer, and water districts, if applicable. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, Division 1 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Number six, the required infrastructure or road improvements shall either be constructed or an appropriate security shall be provided for prior to final plat approval. And number seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days of approval, or the approval shall expire.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the one we're dealing with first tonight is Hickory Ridge Subdivision. I would entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve as based on the decision of record.
I would second it.
Okay, we got Rick Caudill made a motion to approve as based on the decision of record, and Rick Treese made a second. Okay. Any discussion? I know right now we've got just a couple of mics, but hopefully we'll have one more here before long. So, no discussion? Any questions for the developer or representative? Okay. I'll call the vote then. All those in favor?
Aye.
By show of hands, too, tonight, since we've got so many folks. Okay. Aye. Opposed? All right. Motion passes. Second is Hickory Ridge 2 subdivision. I assume the same representative. Okay.
Okay. And this one is case number 2011-18. And this is for the Hickory Ridge 2 subdivision in the Branson Township, Section 26, Township 24, Range 22. This is the same applicant. The applicant is Homestead Branson Properties. And this request, they're requesting approval to create small, really municipal-sized residential lots for the construction of smaller-sized homes. On the next slide here, you'll see that basically this is a proposal with 21 smaller scale lots with a wastewater treatment system. They are proposing two fairly large open green spaces. Each one of those green space areas would be just over 7 acres. And on the next page here, in summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from fire, sewer, and water districts, if applicable. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, the decision of record is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, Division 1 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Number six, the required infrastructure improvements, both the road and wastewater system, shall either be constructed or an appropriate security shall be provided prior to final plat approval. And number seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I would entertain a motion on the Hickory Ridge 2 subdivision.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Randall Cummings makes a motion to approve as presented. Randall?
I'll second that.
And got a couple of seconds there, Benita. Rick Caudill, seconded. Any discussion? I've got one question for the developer, actually. If you want to come on up, please. Is that wastewater treatment plant for these lots, is it an existing wastewater treatment plant that's already out there in the existing Hickory Ridge subdivision, or is it another?
I believe it's going to be one to be built.
One to be built. So it's, okay. I didn't catch that somewhere along the way, so.
That was one question I did have for Eddie Wolf. I had asked Eddie Wolf if he had explained that a utility lot would be.
Yeah, I didn't see it over there, but it's hard to tell.
Yeah, he said it would be marked out within the green space area.
So there's a utility lot that'll be.
It doesn't currently indicate it, but he did indicate that would be something that would be added, that there would be a utility.
Okay. I guess those letters would all have to come from the Taney County Sewer Department in any way to get all those approvals, so we're covered there on our... That's all I've got. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. All right, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor? Raise your hands. Opposed? Okay, let's move on. Thank you.
Okay, it's case number 2011-16. The applicant is Russell Cook, Branson Sports Entertainment Complex. The applicant is requesting to operate a motorsports facility for automobile, motorcycle, and BMX bike racing, concerts, car, other trade shows, food, retail, commercial, public events, and faith-based and community gatherings. The staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following. A, stormwater management. Second, utility easements and building line setbacks. Improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking and utilities. A complete landscape and buffering plan showing the location, size, and planting materials for all buffer yards, both adjacent to public rights-of-way and residential property. A lighting plan showing the location, height, and other specifications on the lighting to be provided for the development. A traffic impact study shall be submitted to the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. And an engineering public improvement plan shall be submitted to the Taney County Road and Bridge Department prior to the construction of a new access road to the Branson Airport. Secondly, compliance letters from the Fire, Sewer, and Water Districts, the Missouri Department of Transportation, the Missouri DNR, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Thirdly, prior to the issuance of certificates of conformance, the developer shall upgrade the existing transportation system and provide the necessary capacity to serve this development as required by both Taney County and the Missouri Department of Transportation. Fourth, prior to the issuance of certificates of conformance, the developer shall install all required infrastructure improvements. Fifth, a 200-foot-wide wildlife and riparian corridor shall remain along the branch of the Turkey Creek and shall be left in its natural state. Areas at the perimeter of the riparian corridor shall require additional vegetative plantings where natural vegetation is either non-existent or insufficient to meet the county's buffer yard requirements. Number six, a minimum of a 40-foot natural vegetative buffer meeting all the requirements of Appendix J of the Development's Guidance Code shall be established between the road course, including any accessory structures, and the adjoining property to the west. The planning shall be established per the provisions of Table J for commercial facilities. Number seven, four sound pressure or decibel level measuring stations shall be established, located no more than a half mile from the center of the track. The location of these stations is to be determined by Taney County based upon need. Number eight, decibel readings shall be taken by an independent contractor and submitted to Taney County. The independent contractor shall be specified by the county, with the contractor's fees being paid by the owner/operator of the motorplex. Nine, decibel readings at any of the four measuring stations shall not exceed a sound pressure level of 68 decibels. The certificate of compliance shall be suspended for any readings exceeding 68 decibels. A written notice of suspension shall be served on the owner or operator of the development, requiring that the development return to compliance within 60 calendar days or be revoked. The certificate of compliance shall be revoked for any readings exceeding 68 decibels within that 60-day noncompliance period. Number 10, racing or concert events shall not begin before noon, testing, practice, or hot laps shall not begin before 9 a.m. Number 11, all light sources within the development shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. 12, due to the height and size of the stadium seating, which is in excess of the 70-foot height limitation, the structure will be constructed in compliance with the current edition of international building codes, with an independent third party completing a code compliance review. 13, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 14, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Number 15, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 16, prior to issuing certificates of compliance, a copy of the Missouri DNR operating permit for water supply shall be presented to the Taney County Planning Department. 17, the required land reclamation bond shall be submitted to the Taney County Planning Office, allowing for the issuance of a land disturbance permit for 325 acres, ensuring compliance with the absolute policies of the Development Guidance Code. And finally, number 18, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thank you. Okay. I would entertain a motion so we could, I know there's some discussion on this. We heard a lot of comments last week, and again, we appreciate that from everyone. As volunteers up here, it takes a lot of information to try to make the best decision we can make. So,
Mr. Chairman, as I see this project, there's about five or six
Hey,
items.
Go ahead and use that if you would, Mr. Edwards.
As I see this project, there's about five or six items that raised a lot of questions. And the first thing I'll mention is the water and sewer.
Hey, Ray, maybe we could discuss that after we have a motion one way or the other. Then we'll discuss it. I believe that's...
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that the planning, the staff recommendations that was just read here be made a part of this and be a part of the record. And I'll make a motion that we approve this project.
Okay, so we've got a motion to approve with the staff recommendations that were just read.
Right. Okay. That's right.
And yes. The decision of record. Okay.
I'll make a motion to second that.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to second that.
Okay, so we've got a motion. So now back, now discussion, please.
Back on the question, as I saw this project, the first item, one of the items that came up was the water and sewer. And as you heard read here tonight, we depend on the DNR to guide those projects. I've talked to the engineering firm, and they've assured me that they intend to comply with that. So far, as far as I know, there's been no violation, and I think that everything will be done out there in accordance with DNR recommendations, which we always depend on. As far as the Highway 65 intersection, that's all controlled by the highway department, and that's nothing new. Anytime a project enters into the highway right away, the highway department's going to be determining the conditions, and that'll be between them and the developer. Sound is a biggest item, as I see it, in this, and there's no way on earth that we could eliminate all sound in a race car track. But I think we've established some guidelines that the county will have to go on and the developer will have to abide by that will make that sound reasonable and livable. On the roads within the property, they've agreed to, they'll be responsible to the developer, and that'll be done in accordance with the Taney County Road and Bridge guidelines. Now, there was a lot of discussion on jobs, and that's a very important item. Complained about not being permanent jobs. Well, you're not going to have a racetrack in this part of the country that's going to run 12 months out of the year. So it's just something that we can't do anything about. It's something that we deal with every day as far as the rest of the tourist industry in this business, in this area. And I think we need to, I think we should appreciate the jobs that this will bring in. They won't all be permanent, but they'll be seasonal jobs. And I think if this project goes in a manner that's being developed, it'll bring in a lot more permanent jobs and seasonal jobs around it. And the jobs for construction, Tom has assured me that that'll be done with local labor here in this area as much as possible. The subs will come from this area, and they'll not be people brought in from other states. There may be some specialty work that they have, some special that has to be done, but it will create a lot of jobs for the next couple of years probably. So I think it'd be a mistake for us to walk away from this and not approve it.
Thank you. Other discussion? Sure, go ahead.
Although I do not speak for my fellow Planning and Zoning Commission members, I feel quite confident that they, like myself, have given serious, very serious consideration to both sides of this very controversial issue before us. To that end, there are a few points of consideration that have been presented to us that I wish to address tonight. First, we requested a traffic study by a reputable company. The Branson Motorplex traffic report that we received last Friday is nothing more than a report containing a general discussion of things that may be relative to a thorough traffic management plan, but it is by no means a traffic study. This traffic report contained references to implementation of transportation via high occupancy vehicles, intelligent transportation systems along Highway 65, and the construction of new highway interchanges. The design and construction of these three items alone would cost tens of millions of dollars. Although we cannot ask, and we're not getting into this, we would like to know, or I would like to know, of a guarantee that any or all of the items they referenced would be implemented. Number two, we have requested an independent survey of the actual site, which has been to date disturbed without a land disturbance permit. We have yet to receive one. Number three, we ask for an economic development plan and economic impact study on the community. We have yet to receive one. Four, tonight we were finally given the requested acoustic study. I have read it and I appreciate the clear and concise report. However, I find that in the final paragraph on page three, there was still an allocation for some wiggle room before they would be considered in violation of noise restriction. Five, as to the creation of new jobs, a figure of 2,000 has been submitted by BSEC. From my inquiries about jobs on the Branson Landing project, which encompass many more facets of construction than the Metroplex complex will, I found that on the busiest day, there were never more than 350 to 400 people working on site. Further, if you counted everyone who punched a clock over a four-year period, it would not total 2,000 people. And 80% of those jobs were not newly created positions, but fulfilled by contractors with staff already in place. And finally, I took into consideration the fact that site excavation for this project began under false pretenses, although it was acknowledged to me personally by Mr. Cook that it was, in fact, planned for a racetrack prior to the first application for a land disturbance permit. Further, it was not until July 14th, 3 days after last week's planning and zoning meeting, that a Form E application was applied for from DNR. And on the third page of that application, it asks if any part of the area being disturbed is discharging into a jurisdictional water of the United States. Mr. Cook, who signed the application, marked the answer yes. The application goes on to read, if yes, have you received a CWA Section 404 permit from this site from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers? That box has been left blank. The application stipulates that a DNR permit cannot be issued until the site is under a 404 or nationwide general permit, if one is required. In conclusion, all six of the above points of consideration have a direct bearing on and are a concern about validity of this project. I have grave concerns about the ability of BSEC to fulfill the promises they are making, not only to this Planning and Zoning Commission, but to the citizens of Taney County. Therefore, based on Code Book 4.2 representation, 4.3 conditions of permit approval and issuance, and also 11.1.3 land use compatibility, I cannot support the petition for land use change for BSEC.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay, I've got a couple things. I looked at Chapter 1, Page 1 of our Taney County Development Code because I thought, hey, that's a great place to start. Why not start on Page 1? And I just wanted to read a little bit of that to remind us of what it is we're here to do, not just for this project, but for every project. These codes are designed to manage growth and development of the Taney County so as to achieve the objectives authorized by law. A, to conserve the natural resources of the county, to ensure efficient expenditure of its public funds, and to promote the health, safety, convenience, prosperity, and general welfare of its inhabitants. B, to provide for the proper location and width of streets, building lines, open spaces, safety, recreation, and for the avoidance of congestion, including minimum width and area of lots and subdivisions. And C, and to conserve and protect property and building values to secure the most economical use of the land and to facilitate the adequate provision of public improvements. You know, especially on this particular project, C is a difficult one because, you know, you want to look at the most economical use of the land, but you also want to look to conserve and protect property and building values. I don't have a crystal ball, but if, you know, let me move on and I'll come back to that. On Chapter 2, Page 5, the issue we're talking about here is compatibility. This is really a land use issue. There's no doubt that any jobs we can create in Taney County is good for Taney County. And a lot of us rely on that in one way or the other. But this is a land use issue. Is it compatible with everything that's around it? And that's where we always look at. Compatibility. A land use change may be considered, this is out of our definitions, may be considered to be compatible if there exists within 1,000 feet of the pending zoning request a similar use. Obviously, there's not another racetrack within 1,000 feet, although there is a racetrack approved in northern towards the north side of Branson and Taney County. As described in Appendix L, M, and N, I turned back to those to see what they are. I'm not going to read all that. We don't have that kind of, we don't want to be here until 12:15. But Appendix L is commercial zoning compatibility list, and it gives a list. There's nothing that's close out there that looks like that. M, industrial zoning compatibility list. I've read through all that list. There's nothing close that looks like that. And N, rural residential compatibility list. Those are the three. And it does say this use, it's a little different than some stuff we got last week that I read through from some other folks. This use does not have to be immediately adjoining. So I did want to read the whole definition. In my opinion, there's nothing close. Now, the thing that really comes to mind that, in my opinion, does not make this compatible as a land use change is the off-site nuisances. And it means, it's exactly what it says in its Chapter 2, Page 8, means any potential nuisance, noise, vibration, light, heat, glare, odor, smoke, dust, etc., that affects properties other than that on which it originates. Now, we deal with this more than in just this issue, but this issue has a lot of those in there. Now, staff has done a great job. I want to commend them on trying, because we come in here looking at every project going, how can we make this happen? No matter what the project is, how can we make this happen where it's acceptable to our development codes? That's, I feel like, our job to do that. Sometimes, no matter what staff recommends, I'm not sure it's able to happen. But if it is approved, there are some a few changes I'd like to see in that regarding the noise, specifically number 9. I'm not happy with, I don't understand how, and I know that Mr. Atchey was trying to do his best to do something that would make sense for both the developer and to have some teeth in something if they're not in compliance. And I just asked you briefly because I hadn't got to see this till I got here. If they don't have a certificate of compliance, then they can't run a race, so they can't prove that they're in compliance. So I don't know how that part would work. Last week we had some type of fine that would be implemented, which also concerned me is how are we going to, who's going to implement that, who's going to find that, who's going to collect that. I know there's a third party in here that we've set up that says they're going to read that and communicate with the county, but who's going to enforce it? I asked that of the commission this week and didn't get an answer of the Taney County Commission. I know they've been gone, but still, that's not the first time I've asked that question. I was hoping to get that. That would help a little bit. But I would like to see, instead of that, if it is passed, a fine, something along the lines of $5,000 on the first offense, $5,000 per decibel. In other words, 68 to 69, 69 to 70, and so on, per decibel that it's over. For the first offense, $10,000 per decibel for the second offense on the same scale, and then $25,000 per decibel for every additional offense. Again, my question goes back to, there's no noise ordinance in Taney County. How do we enforce that? You know, that's one of the biggest. I have my dealings with the folks on the development side have been, I've appreciated the folks who are here right now, the team that's here today. I've what I've asked of them myself, I've got. Now, you are very right. Some of the stuff we all asked for as a commission, we didn't get. But that's also what makes me feel like it's still not compatible. I believe they'll do what they say. But I still don't think it's the right place to put that. And that's my opinion. So.
Well, Mr. Chairman, in regard to the fines, is my understanding a question come up as for our right for enforce it. And that's the reason why I didn't include it in my motion. I didn't see any reason to have it in here if we couldn't enforce it. I think it'd be the responsibility of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the operating company to come to an understanding with these guidelines.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards, and I get that. But if we're going to have some level that the developer can't, the racetrack can't go over, and our whole concern here is to try to mitigate this issue right here, off-site nuisances. Number one on the list, noise. And if there's no reason not to, then why have a number at all, I guess is my point. And I know you're thinking, well, how do we? And that's the same question I had for the commission. How do we? Which is the same concern I had, quite frankly, with the other racetrack 3 years ago. How do we? You know, how do we mitigate that or enforce that? But why have a number in there at all if we're not going to? Why make them measure stuff if there's no teeth to anything? And unless I'm wrong, I know we just talked about that briefly when I saw this. We just didn't, there was so much stuff that came in that I tried to read everything, but we got stuff today. And, you know, it's just hard to read all that. When I saw that, I don't know how that would work. I mean, how can they prove that they're in compliance if they can't operate because they're not in compliance? So, and I know you, a good shot at it. Do you have any suggestions? I would just like to see if it's approved that we have something that will work as much as possible for the area around there to get it in compatibility, and it will also work for the developers and it works for the county. It's not my motion, so those are just my thoughts.
I don't know what to add to my motion.
Okay. So you want to let it stand? Okay. Any other discussion?
Well, yes, I'd like to talk about the sound. If they do go over those decibels, if that
is a proper number. I don't even know if that's a proper number. Maybe it's too high, maybe it's too low. But if that is a proper number and they go over that during a race, the next race would be the one that would be issued the fine. If they go over that one, then that's the second offense. I don't understand exactly how we are going to mitigate that between the developers and this commission, or how we're going to regulate it, but surely we can do that. Bob, that's a question.
I think my initial intent was kind of along those lines to look at having a letter of suspension initially, with hopefully some mitigation measures being put in place in between races, and having an ability to show at a next race that we've had some measures put in place that would mitigate those sound levels. What was my hope?
Okay, so if they don't have any races, I'm sure they'll have events within those 60 days. So you're saying that they'd have 60 days to prove that they're in compliance. So what if they're not in compliance after the very next time?
That is the second offense, the way I understand it. Then the fees would go up. I agree with you about that.
There are no fees, though.
I know, but if we put that in here and put the teeth in here like you're asking for, if they can live with that.
Right now we're not taking public comment, Tom, unless we've got questions for you.
I thought it was a question I was going to
ask. No.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. Do you have it? If you have a question for Mr. Gammon, I want to make sure we ask.
Well,
those. So,
if this is voted for and we do pass it, it would be up to them to respect it and mitigate it to their good if they can. I don't know that they can do that even. And there's lots of other things. I agree with you and the other commissioner about your concerns. But it's a big influx of different people to this area that may generate a big difference in the type of money we have and the impact of connecting jobs, not so much for the project, but maybe the support jobs. And that's my concern, is to try to give us a different way of getting people here. That's our whole goal, is to have people come to Taney County so we can all survive here. And if we cannot get that, and our things are failing now, so maybe we need an influx of a little, just something different. That's my concern.
Wouldn't it be up to the governing body of the county to take care of the fines and make sure that they are gathered?
The way the motion stands now, there's nothing in there about fines or anything. It just says, I was just making that comment. That's my opinion.
Okay, if we put them in, though, would
that
be
up to
the
person who made the motion in the second?
That would be the governing body, which is the county commission.
I believe if we put that in the decision record, it's currently not in the motion.
Okay. Does this need to be in perpetuity so that it will carry over if this person here does not fulfill his obligation?
I believe it follows. I believe it's. Follows with the racetrack.
Okay.
I mean, it just doesn't go with the current person, just like any other
understanding as well.
Yeah, just like any other project we do. Anything we impose on it goes on. Okay. The way it stands now, it's just as it's written up there, staff recommendations with no changes. Any other discussion?
Well, we need to add the recommendations that you just brought forward, along with the fines, and add that to the decision of record.
You seconded it, I believe.
Right.
Is that right?
And Mr. Edwards needs to add that.
Made the motion. That would be up to him.
What was that?
I believe that you need to add the discussion.
If you want to amend the motion, I have no objections to it.
I would like to amend the motion to add the fees and the fines to the sound, and you still using the 68 decibels to be used as that jurisdiction to do that.
Mr. Chairman, I would expect if they didn't meet those decibels that the parties would get together with their sound people and make an attempt to meet them. There's a reason I didn't put it in the motion. Plus, I don't know it's enforceable. But I have no objection to make an amendment.
So are you going to rescind your original motion?
I'll include that in the motion if that's the desire of the committee.
Okay, and we're talking specifically about number 9 up there on the...
That's right.
On the planning staff recommendations, but I want to be clear, so Benita's also clear on our record as to exactly everything else we can see in front of us. But number 9 is the one we're talking about changing. So your thoughts are to change it to add...
You're asking to add a penalty of $5,000?
That was just a suggestion during discussion. It's up to you how you want to do that. Or you can rescind your motion and somebody else can make a motion.
I'll amend the motion to add a penalty of $5,000 if the parties don't work out a solution to meet the guidelines that we have established.
$5,000 total?
Yes.
Okay.
Could you repeat that, Ray? Would you repeat that, please?
Can you repeat that?
I'll amend that motion to include a penalty number 9 that if the parties can't meet the guideline that we have established and they don't, then it'll be a $5,000 penalty and they'll have to work to achieve that at that point.
That's in addition to everything that's already on number 9?
Yes, that's right. Make that a part of the decision or record.
And do you second that?
I second that.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay, I'm going to call for the vote by a show of hands. All those in favor? Opposed? 4-2, motion passes. We're going to have a short recess, 5 minutes, because we do have some other folks we have to hear through our concept. You're welcome to stay. If you don't want to stay, I'm going to ask you to exit the building.